This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program, where we realize there always is another challenge, another mountain to climb. Climb every mountain, higher goals that we have. I think that's part of the human condition. Things we think we have, you know how that good feeling that comes upon us after you've done something, you do something really well, and you go, okay, well, we fixed that. And then around the corner, there's another problem or a challenge or a concern that you have to deal with. It just seems to be part of the human condition. And that's part of the drama, I guess, that we talk about here every day on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So the focus, actually, we haven't spent too much time today, to this point anyway, talking about the virus and masks and things that are a part of what seem to be our everyday conversation, our continuing conversation. So are people thinking about what happens after? I'm guessing this will go to Christmas. Christmas first of the year, right in there, and then I think we'll find it'll be over. But then there'll be something new. What'll be the next situation? So what happens afterwards, Jennifer? Where do we go from here?
That's what a new survey actually asked a lot of Americans, 2,000 of them to be exact. So let me ask you guys, Victoria and Doug, after the lockdowns are lifted, let's just say everything poof goes back to at least some semblance of normal. What is the first thing that you would want to do that you can't do now with the lockdown in place?
Burn my face mask.
Okay, burn the face mask. That's really your lofty goal?
That's it.
I just want to go out to dinner again and, you know, and sit in a restaurant without worrying about, you know, being too close to someone or being indoors.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's going to be a while, but that's the one thing that Lewis and I keep talking about. We really miss.
Mm-hmm.
I feel an itch to travel. I think just speaking from myself, yeah. I feel
getting on an airplane, going to see my right. Get on a plane. Yeah, I agree with you.
Well,
seriously,
you actually nailed it by saying going to see your children. A quarter of Americans plan on taking their first post-coronavirus vacation as early as August of this year, according to new research. The study asked 2,000 Americans about their future travel plans in light of the COVID pandemic and what it would take for them to feel comfortable traveling again. It turns out that 76% of those surveyed said that they're already planning on or they will start planning on their next trip sometime in 2020. So there's still some optimism that people are going to be able to get back to the life that they knew. One poll did this survey, and they found that 7 in 10 respondents feel an increased desire to travel because of the pandemic. I know that's been on my mind. I feel almost caged in. I was actually telling my friends a couple weeks ago before I got sick, I was thinking, gosh, I need to get to a beach, or I need to see something. I need a change of scenery. I think a lot of people are feeling that way. 71% of respondents specifically said that their time in lockdown has increased their desire to rekindle relationships with extended family and pay them a visit.
Good.
So like you, Dougie, that means people want to get on the plane to go see their family members. 63% said they'll make up for lost time on vacations this year, but instead of packing it all into a long vacation like a lot of people did, 7 in 10 respondents said that they're planning to take multiple smaller vacations throughout the rest of the year, which is probably a good thing. With people's anxiety and stress levels as high as they are, having little weekend getaways is probably a really good thing. 45% of those surveyed were in agreement that taking a vacation is important for their well-being, and more than half of those surveyed said that they want to complete their travel bucket list once they have a chance, once lockdowns are lifted.
You know, one of the things that I find compelling here, I'm very fortunate, man, knock on wood, my life really hasn't changed much at all. I work from home and have for decades. My farm is down the street, and the amount of time I spend on the farm, normally as much as 8 hours a day, that hasn't changed. So I've been how do I relate with other people off the farm? That's what's changed, wearing a face mask. But certainly this has not been a hardship on me at all. I mean, in comparison to so many other people I know who have either not been able to work, or they've gotten sick, or they couldn't do what their normal routine allowed them to do. So I have lots to be thankful for. I try to support and help as many people as I can who are not having it as easy as I have had it. Am I feeling upset because I can't get on a plane and go see my children and my grandson? Yeah, but it's not the end of the world. It's FaceTime, you do that. And I'm thankful for that sort of technology so I can listen to Miles go off on whatever his toot of the day is. What you been doing? just fun to see him be himself. We aren't any of us ourselves, or whatever, however you want to define yourself. We are just not who we were. Will we go back to being who we were? Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Maybe who we were with some of us wasn't so great, so maybe we've learned something and this will better us through any, tragedy, any fuss or bother. What comes out on the other side, hopefully, is a better you. And that's all I can hope for, is people getting along better, people thinking about others, being more community-minded, if you will, or concerned about others. If I hear one more person tell me he has a right not to wear a mask, I think I'm going to punch him. They miss the whole point of it. It's not about you, you jerk. It's about other people. Are you that selfish? Well, I have a right not to wear a mask. Sure you do. You have a right to be a moron. Great. Yeah. So what does that get you?
The one thing that I'd say with that is someone who is most very likely going through this, if you don't know, I had a COVID test last week. It tested negative, but I've had all the symptoms. And I got this even though I wore a mask everywhere. And I'm not saying that the masks don't work.
That doesn't it doesn't work, Jennifer.
But no. I know that. And I think that, unfortunately, this is going through the population. And unfortunately, we're all going to get our chance at the plate when this comes along. And it's really smart to be ready for it and start taking your supplements and your vitamins now.
Yeah,
before,
that's
God
good.
Forbid, mm-hmm. You do get a hold of this. But like, I have a friend, this is the thing, my friend, I've talked about her before, I won't name her, but she has had 32 or 38, I can't even remember, surgeries to rebuild her trachea, and she cannot wear the mask, and she said that she's getting harassed going out of her home she has nobody to buy her groceries, she has nobody to do all these things, and so she's trying to stay at home, but when she does have to go out to get supplies or to get some fresh air with her dog, people are, haranguing her on the streets, and so all I'm saying is that we all just need to have a little compassion with each other right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Seeing right now are people being attacked for not wearing the mask. You have people
but
who
most
maybe
people
are
not wearing masks
or shaming.
Don't have a medical reason.
I know, but
if
you
looked
at my friend, you would think, wow, healthy beach girl, no problem at all. But she does, and she can't. And for what she's going through, I would just say have a little bit of compassion when we see people on the street. Stay
but there
away
are so
from
many
people,
people
if there are no masks on. And
right,
just
stay away.
To distance your own self. Because
but there are people who have been busted. Right, but there are people who have been busted at the airports claiming that, oh, I can't wear a mask. And then, I think Delta said that they've already got 100 people on their now banned flying list because people were lying about medical reasons, quote-unquote medical reasons why they can't wear a mask. There are very, very, very few people who actually can't wear a mask. And so your friend aside, I understand, have compassion, but, at the same time, I'm living in a hot spot of idiocy and people walking around in masses without masks on. And so New Jersey's already seen a huge uptick.
There are people, as Jennifer described it, it's kind of like being in a leper colony. If you don't wear a mask in some places.
I mean, people are being physically, literally yeah. In Los Angeles yesterday, there was a person who was physically beaten up by people for not wearing a mask.
And so how do you figure, then what's the fix? What's the solution?
Well, in Hawaii, they've got a very strict 14-day quarantine if you fly to the island, and they're arresting people And you are getting a ticket if you're not wearing a mask.
Jennifer's example of a friend who can't wear a mask and survive. So what is, do we have to wear a sign? I'm sick and I can't wear a mask?
No, I think what we need to do is everybody needs to protect themselves. So if you're out on the street and you see someone walking by you without a mask, instead of throwing insults or beating that person up, like unfortunately is happening now, just walk on the other side of the sidewalk. You've got your mask on. Do your part. Be a little compassionate because people are dealing with all sorts of things right now that we don't know about. I don't know. If anything, maybe this has made me soft going through all this. I feel like we need to give each other a break a little bit.
Well, it just depends on the circumstances.
Totally.
And that's
the problem is everything's
cookie cutter thinking that comes now because of, for lots of different reasons, we all have to be group thinkers. And that doesn't work. That's never worked for me. I would hope that people would just understand the value of it. It doesn't protect you from anything. Wearing a mask will not protect you from anything. All it does is help somebody else in case you have
the problem. Well, that's actually not true. There are a lot of studies that show if you wear a mask, you can we could reduce this by 80%.
I'm not suggesting we couldn't
getting it by 80%.
And there's nothing about. Again, we all have different ways of looking at the figures and the numbers and the situations. I'm just saying, if nothing else, it's polite to wear it in mixed company. It's just polite. That's my thinking. All right, 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Damned if this old man don't start to count his loss. But it's still all right.
Nathaniel Rateliff, and it's still all right. As I listen to this, ladies, my observation is one of wonder. I wonder how some of these artists with their music cut through. There's so much competition, and so much of the music today, at least in my ear, sounds the same. So what does it take to get the attention, whether it's country music, pop music, classical music, whatever it is? It just maybe is me, I'm not sure, but I'm not finding that I feel much for most of the music today. It's certainly not like I have in the past. And maybe the music isn't for me. Brittany Howard, Nathaniel Rateliff, and Cold War Kids headlining a two-day online concert in support of musicians affected by the COVID situation. Presented by Jack Daniels, the Crash the Couch Virtual Music Festival, streaming free on Jack Daniels' YouTube channel, Friday the 14th of August, Saturday the 15th of August. Rateliff and Cold War Kids will headline night one, along with four opening acts. And then Brittany Howard will headline night two with the Black Pumas, Brandi Clark, Duran Jones, and Yola also on the bill. All performances will be filmed at the artists' homes all around the country. Crash the Couch, raising funds and awareness for the Sweet Relief COVID Musicians Fund, the organization that benefits those in the music industry whose livelihoods have been decimated by the ongoing situation. Jack Daniels has a pretty storied history with music, back to Frank Sinatra, Van Halen, but this marks the brand's first foray into the virtual concert experience. You know, I always thought Jack Daniels was not an American company, but they're headquartered in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Huge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, Jack Daniels announced the release of a limited edition Eric Church single barrel whiskey, a commemorative bottle with the Church Chief logo. Man, am I out of my league here. I don't know from nothing about whiskey.
What's not to know?
Well, the commemorative bottle, what is it commemorating?
It's a limited edition Eric Church bottle. So if you're an Eric Church fan, people will buy it like a souvenir.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, that's the point of a commemorative bottle.
I get that. Who's Eric Church?
The country singer. He's huge.
Oh, okay.
We've talked about him numerous times.
Nominee for Entertainer of the Year last year.
Really? Hmm. Like I said, when I first started this, the music doesn't speak to me.
Apparently, I can cross that off your list of things for Christmas.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Let's see if this speaks to me. Taylor Swift. Now, most frequently, she does speak to me. Her single, Cardigan, debuting at number one on the latest Rolling Stone Top 100 song chart, 28 million streams. Cardigan, followed by the single, The One, has 26.1 million streams, and Exile, a duet with Bon Iver, 22.9 million streams. Seven different Swift songs from her surprise Folklore album debuted in the top 10, all pulling in more than 15 million streams apiece, and every track on Folklore arrived in the top 10. That's pretty significant, isn't it? Now when you think about it, Rolling Stone Top 100 chart tracks the most popular songs of the week, here in our country anyway. Songs are ranked by song units, a number that combines audio streams and song sales using a custom weighting system. The chart doesn't include passive listening like terrestrial radio or digital radio. Her dominance meant that the highest non-Swift chart arrival was Maroon 5, down to number 41. Wow.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Issa Ius is once again a tropical storm, downgraded after making landfall last night in southeastern North Carolina. It came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane, but again has since been downgraded with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. David Zielinski, lead meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center, says while the Mid-Atlantic, which is next in the storm's crosshairs, will be getting some winds from it, the storm is mostly a rainmaker.
Obviously, you're concerned about trees and power lines coming down. That's always a concern, but I would say in this case, perhaps a bigger concern might even be the water. Very heavy rain is expected.
President Trump now asking supporters to wear masks when social distancing is not possible. In a campaign email, the president says he doesn't love wearing masks, but it could possibly help, quote, get us back to our American way of life.
and this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The U.S. Justice Department is now investigating Army Private Vanessa Guillen's death. President Trump met with Guillen's mother and two sisters last Thursday in the Oval Office, and they reportedly offered him legislation named for the 26-year-old, or I should say 20-year-old, from Houston, who was murdered by another soldier at Fort Hood. The I Am Vanessa Guillen Act aims to create a third-party agency that would handle sexual harassment claims in the U.S. military. A new survey by a left-leaning group claims most Minneapolis residents want to dismantle that city's police department. The survey done by Benenson Strategy Group, commissioned by the American Civil Liberties Union and the Fairness Project, it says 56% of Minneapolis voters would support a new community safety department replacing the police. 30% of respondents say they wouldn't support the measure. 14% say they're undecided. A Florida woman is on an emotional roller coaster after a hospital mix-up. Kristen Chapman got a call last week from a hospital that her husband had died from COVID-19. 7 hours later, she got another call that her husband was still alive. Chapman says she doesn't understand how that kind of miscommunication can happen in an American hospital. Her 39-year-old husband has since been moved to a different hospital but is expected to recover. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We're in the explanation mode here. Today, apparently, I'm completely out of it. So the ladies are explaining things one item at a time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, clueless. Jennifer Horn on the top of her game, along with Victoria Keelan, who is also happy to tell me that I'm clueless when I don't get some reference to something that is culturally adept at the moment. Such is the circumstance with the Fire Festival. Mm-hmm. The merchandise. So I remember, I'm not going to stick my foot in it any more than I have.
Well, the Fire Festival, if you were, and this is not one that I'm like teasing you about, if this was... Mm. This was a festival that never happened. And Ja Rule and Billy McFarland were the two people behind this. Billy McFarland is essentially just some, like, Wall Street wannabe. He's a total shyster. He stole money from people, promised this amazing festival on... It started out as Pablo Escobar's island, and then it wasn't. It was moved to another Caribbean island, and it was supposed to just be models everywhere, and this opulence, and yachts, and, like... I mean, he promised... Promised the sun, moon, and stars.
Who was supposed to perform? I don't remember that part. Who was
Blink-182
being sold?
Blink-182 was billed, but they never actually had a contract, and they were never paid. So Blink-182 made a statement, I think, the weekend that this was supposed to happen, and they said, well, look, we're not going to be at this show. We were never paid. We were never under contract, but it was advertised that they would be there. Ja Rule was going to perform. Ashanti was going to be there because, you know, those two are inseparable. So it just it was a total fraud, the whole thing. When people spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, which was insane, but they did, $250,000 a ticket for a weekend that was supposed to be this incredibly glamorous island getaway festival.
Hold on a minute. And how much?
Yep. The VIP tickets were $250,000. And they were supposed to, that was supposed to get you a villa, and you were going to be staying in these incredible accommodations and partying all day, and none of it happened. And there are two incredible documentaries, both have won awards, on this festival that never happened. People got off the private jet, and they had an old rickety school bus that they loaded onto, and they took them to the quote unquote campsite, and it was FEMA tents that he had basically stolen. So watching the Fyre Festival documentaries, there's one on Netflix and there's one on Hulu. I'm telling you, you sit there and you pop your popcorn and watch it, and you are in total disbelief that Billy McFarland A pulled this off. Well, I mean, he didn't ultimately, but the fact that he bamboozled so many people, and then you watch what the concert goers' experience was, and it was just, it's a nightmare. They had no toilets, they had no water. It was insane, and it's the most infamous non-event that ever happened. So unsold merchandise that was actually going to be sold on the island at the festival has been seized by U.S. Marshals because essentially this guy defrauded so many people. It was like $26 million. And that's all they could trace. And even in the documentaries, this guy had everything filmed because he's an egomaniac. He incriminated himself the whole time. He's on camera saying, don't tell so-and-so that the concert, you know, that it might not happen. And then you get another $3 million from her, get another $5 million from him. It's just, the whole thing was, you can't even believe that it happened. It was such a salacious story. So now all this merchandise, it's 126 items, ranging from Fyre-branded T-shirts, sweatpants, hats, wristbands, the infamous tokens that were supposed to be like currency on the island. All of that is up for auction. And right now, the current bid for hats is like $200. People are going nuts. The online bidding ends August 13th, and Billy McFarland, currently a longtime resident
An
for
inmate.
6 years at Otisville, the correctional facility in upstate New York, which is where Mike the Situation was from Jersey Shore, Michael Cohen.
That's not exactly a tough time out there. No.
Not
like
really.
Attica.
Not a tough time at all, apparently, that's where he'll be for 6 years. And he pleaded guilty to multiple counts of fraud back in 2018. And
Why is he in jail at all? Why isn't there some attempt, or why isn't the focus on getting money out of him or making sure that he gets a job and all the money goes to help pay off the people he defrauded? Sitting his ass in jail doesn't do anything.
No, I agree. It's ridiculous. I mean, this guy, well, the other thing is he also got busted because he was already, while in Otisville, this is the ego on this idiot. So while he was in Otisville, when he first got there, it was in the first 3 or 4 months, he got busted. The warden busted him because he was already planning his next scheme, and they found evidence of it. So, I mean, that's how, like, dumb this guy is. But everyone knows he's going to get out of jail. He's only, I think, early 30s. Maybe not even that old. And so he's going to get out of prison, and he's going to start right up again.
This reminds me of the story we told last week, Jennifer, when you weren't here, of the guy who got $3.5 million of PPP money from the feds, and he spent $325,000 buying some Ferrari.
Yep,
and
that's
he was
what Billy
bragging,
would do if he wasn't in jail.
Yeah, bragging about it like a moron. So he got arrested. Now, that's somebody who, now, I don't know, go to jail, but he should, whatever his business is, the money should go from the business to pay back the loan and for the amount of money it cost the feds to chase him around. It's not, going to jail doesn't fix anything with these guys. Sturgis, South Dakota. Here's another one. I have a big question mark after this. What is this, the social media message? This is some kind of a big bike rally, and yeah, some
surges.
People think
like
they should have it,
world,
and other people think they
right.
shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, 250,000 during a people? Pandemic, the question is, are people going to be safe doing this? I mean, is it safe to ride a motorcycle by yourself? Yeah, it should be safe to ride a motorcycle by yourself. But when you're thousands of people deep, is it going to mm-hmm. be safe? So obviously that's a concern. And there's a lot of people who say we want to do it anyway.
So what happens? Who decides whether it goes or it doesn't go?
The city council, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They did a survey of the town because the town only has 7,000 residents.
Yeah.
It's a small South Dakota town. However, the 250,000 people are expected this year. That's actually fewer people than normally what they have. This has been happening for 80 years. It's the 80th year of Sturgis this year.
So they bring $800 million worth of business to the area every year?
Mm-hmm. It's huge yeah. for that town.
No wonder
yeah,
they
so
want
to cancel it. It's going to be, yeah, it'll be a huge deal if they cancel it.
Yeah, so the residents
but how much
don't
of that
want
stuff
it, but the businesses do.
Is, but think about it for a second. How many events like this have been, people have foregone being involved or even having them? This is the rule, not the exception, that these things are being canceled. So you may think twice about, oh, wow, what does it mean to our community? But the other side of it is, what does it mean if, as we've seen in Florida and other places where these people all get together, things break down. Even though...
Yep.
The right. direct spike, there's a direct correlation between the protests for about George Floyd that evolved into the Black Lives Matter. There's a direct correlation between the protests that happened
yep.
in Los Angeles and San Francisco and the outbreak and the spike in cases. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you have thousands of people who go to a protest. They aren't wearing masks. They aren't staying away from each other. And whether or not it's peaceful or not, and there were both examples of that in Los Angeles where I live, but people are together. They're shouting. They're yelling slogans. They're yelling all kinds of things and exchanging spit. It gets aerosolized. People breathe it in. And then they go back to their lives, and
right.
they infect the poor schlubs like
them.
Me.
Yep.
who did not protest, but it's like this offshoot. So there's this direct spike. So I think given that information right now, there's got to be a way that they can actually do a revised version of this where people can go on a motorcycle ride. They can go on a ride in a motorcycle helmet, by the way, maybe with a face shield or something. There's a way that they could do this in a modified form this year so that the town still picks up some economic benefit and they don't shut the whole thing down. But to have it like it usually is, I can't imagine that would be responsible or safe.
Mm-hmm. No. You know,
but there's modifications. See, with this one, there's modifications. It's not like an all or nothing. You could actually change it and just make it a little different. It's kind of like what the political conventions are going to have to do this year. They'll happen, but they're going to look different, but they're still going to be in place.
So the business about having tolerance for, let's say, what's going on in Sturgis, or the general, I mean, even when it comes to masks and the general situation of acceptance and what to accept and what not to accept. Part of the discussion, I think we started last week to have a conversation about the cancel culture and how dishonest it is. The two of you, what do you think, what's the definition in your mind of the cancel culture? Jennifer, let's start
with
you.
The definition?
Yeah. What does it mean when somebody references the cancel culture? What does that mean?
Well, I think that means that when somebody says something that is not politically in style or in style with the group of people who are determining who should be canceled, then people are eliminated. I think there's plenty of examples. If a celebrity says something, they're canceled, maybe they lose their job. If a product is deemed to be backing a certain message, well, then they're canceled and they lose whatever standing they have. We're doing it in history. If we don't like what history says, then we just get rid of it and knock down a statue and it's canceled. So I am a huge... I don't believe that this is who we are as a country. I don't believe, and I stand up for people I don't agree with who have been canceled, who have said things that I vehemently disagree with, but I don't believe that in our country it's the right thing to do to just shut people down and take away things, pretend that they don't exist.
Victoria, your takeaway with the phrase cancel culture?
I think in some cases it's necessary. In others, I think it's too much. And
what would be an example of it being necessary in your mind?
Well, if somebody says something racist or homophobic, then, you know, I have no
problem. But who determines
problem.
Whether it's racist or homophobic? How do you determine that?
Well, I think
you know,
pretty
when
much
I,
everyone knows
I was called a racist when I,
what's racist.
Yeah, but you know the circumstance where I was called a racist by
Well, I don't
people.
Know that you were called a racist. That was not
my
takeaway.
I made racist
takeaway.
Comment. The reference to it being the China virus was a racist comment. Is that safe to say?
That's how a lot of people have labeled it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, but yet there was no... I take that because I take umbrage at somebody suggesting that. Anybody who knows me well, and that's the difference. People like to throw this stuff around. You know, they accuse, you're a racist, and you're a homophobe, and you're... When they don't even know who the hell you are. They don't know anything about you. But yet, and sometimes that stuff sticks. And I think that's part of the canceled culture.
I mean, if you're canceled, it sticks. That means it has stuck.
Yeah.
If you're canceled, and in some ways you were canceled this year.
Yeah.
Because
so how does that, how come it sticks with me, and yet somebody else, some of the outrageous things that come from Al Sharpton, for example, how come he's never been canceled? Why is he not part of the canceled culture? Why is he...
He's black.
I mean, you know, is that all it is?
Well, but... And he can say racist things about white people, and that's okay. But if a white person says something racist about a black person, then that's not okay. And
it's a double
racism
standard.
In general,
it
is a double standard. Racism in general is wrong. But when we get into a place where we're not allowing people to freely express their ideas, then we lose who we are as a nation. That is the founding principle, one of the founding principles as to who we are as a country. And so whether I like what Al Sharpton says or not, I would stand next to Al Sharpton all day long and defend his right to say whatever he wants to say. He could be insulting me all day long, and I would still stand next to him and say, go for it. This is where we are. We shouldn't be afraid of debate in this country. I think what we do here every morning is so important with all of our different perspectives politically and from all walks of life. I mean, think about if everybody was homogenized. How boring would that be? Would that be a productive society? Yet that seems to be the end goal of a movement
everybody
that wants to cancel
way.
Everybody into groupthink. And it's just, I don't know. It's we have to really be careful what we're asking for, I think, as part of these movements.
Clip of the day, Splashdown. We talked about the splashdown of Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley on our clip of the day, the SpaceX Dragon capsule coming back to Earth. It's the first time in over a decade that people who are Americans, astronauts, have been launched into space and returned to U.S. soil. So if you'd like to hear that conversation, whenever it comes to things like that, you can be sure you'll have expertise. You'll hear expertise when it comes to stuff like that. You can hear a lot of things that we discuss where we have no expertise. But in this case, that's not the case. Clip of the day, every day, along with the entire DJV show that you can listen to any time of the day. Help yourself at djvshow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Looks like a burger, cooks like a burger. Some say it tastes similar to a burger, but is it healthier?
It really depends on how that plant-based burger is made.
Registered dietitian nutritionist Catherine Zaratsky says the benefit of plant-based burgers usually comes in the form of fiber and other nutrients, but then comes the issue of fat.
Some plant-based burgers are going to have added fat. Oftentimes the added fat is a saturated fat.
Commonly added fats include coconut and palm oil.
And saturated fat has an association with raising our bad cholesterol. And that's the concern, is that it may increase our heart disease risk.
High sodium and calories can also make a dent in health benefits of a veggie burger. Zaratsky says eating more plant-based foods like vegetables or whole grains is a good approach.
Just compare products.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now, as the continuing focus on your health and well-being, one of the things I'm proudest of with regard to any of the radio work that I do is the information that comes from the team, including Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus. Jack is here now as we try to understand more of your body's systems and what it likes and what's good for you. I've seen a whole lot this week. I don't know why, Jack. The focus on coffee and how it's good for you for this reason, good for you for that reason, what it is, what makes it good. Sort of reminds me of the debate over chocolate. Well, there's a debate over a lot of stuff. Different vegetables that you should be eating, different types of, you know, name the food, controversy. I guess we can create controversy around anything. This guy says it's great. That guy says it's terrible. And so where do we come? The focus on tea. You know, I've had a sponsor called GetTheTea.com that I have a little sip of. Once or twice an hour, I take a little sip.
I remember that.
And now I see that you have come around to finding a reason to drink a cup of matcha green tea. I guess I'm going to wonder, what is matcha?
Well, matcha.
Why would that be different? Why not just green tea?
Well, matcha is a brand name, but it also in Japanese means powdered tea.
Ah.
And, yeah, and the controversy is very simple in my mind, to the point where there is no longer any controversy. Is this stuff organic or is it not? There is such a worldwide problem now with glyphosate poisoning everywhere that you've got to be absolutely selective as you can, not just for food, but for coffee and tea. And there are benefits of both coffee and tea, whether they have caffeine in them or not. And like anything else, you can overdo it. But they also have some very powerful life-supporting elements, compounds inside of them, because they were made by Mother Nature. And so with matcha tea, tea always grows green, like any other plant. It's going to grow green. And the difference between green tea and black tea is that the black tea has been roasted and ends up with, you know, like the East India tea or the English tea, these kinds of things.
So does roasting have the same impact as cooking something on a grill? That
yeah.
The blackness
yeah, only,
makes...
Only in the sense that it will create flavor changes and, in fact, it will destroy...
But it's not a carcinogen. Because
I wouldn't say black tea was a carcinogen by any means.
Okay.
However, you can the more you get it in the form that Mother Nature made it, which is what green matcha tea is. It's not roasted at all. It's a green powder. So it's the raw tea leaf itself. And when you can get this in an organic form. What you're getting, what Kumamoto University in Japan has done some extensive studies on teas, and they find out that it activates dopamine and serotonin receptors inside the brain. And the whole basis of the pharmaceutical industry is, let's find something in nature. We know what it does. We know how it's beneficial to the body. Let's try to find some way to synthesize it in the laboratory, which is what our antidepressant drugs are designed to do, to raise dopamine and serotonin levels. But when you can do that naturally without the side effects of the medication, then you've got something worth looking into if you feel like that needs...
So where do you get this stuff?
Oh, any tea store. Any
really?
Store that sells teas. And any regular large enough grocery store chain always has coffee and tea sections.
I'm so thinking, the world is a world market, I think it's called, that I now see on the East Coast. I've seen a lot of it on the West Coast where you find all that sort of thing. And I'm just thinking about down in my cabinets, there are any number of teas. People that I've been around, whether family, friends, whatever, they've brought all kinds of teas in here. I could never imagine I'd be able to drink any or all of them because there's so many.
Yes.
And one wonders, isn't there a functional... You're saying matcha green tea, but is there a functional place to go to just find good tea?
Well, you could go online and Google matcha, M-A-T-C-H-A, you know, and find what you're looking for. But most stores will have it.
A lot of people use this for losing weight. Teas,
yes.
They're all that stuff. Calitrin is the best way, though, for you to lose weight, in my experience, in my opinion, and the opinion of people who are a lot smarter than I am in terms of what you do and how do you take care of yourself. So the simple suggestion, losing weight starts with going to toploss.com. The website for Calitrin,
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.